Wake Owl and their EP Wild Country, which you've been hearing here in recent months. The guys are in town. They have a show tonight, and well, they're in the studio with us this morning. We've got Colin and Aiden. It's best just to do first names. See, then I can't screw up a last name. It's
very true.
Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
I know you're going to play us a couple of songs, so how about we do this? If you hit the first one, then we'll come back and chat, and then we'll finish up with the second one. Tell us what the first song is we're going to listen to.
This is called Wild Country, and it's the title track off the EP.
Cool.
Us when we did the things that we learned we shouldn't do again. And what wasn't learned from mistakes, we will make them. My heart, and maybe it is yours. Burns away the eyes peering in our doors. If I want to leave, I will stand on my feet. I do. It only takes these words you. Never believe our truth. Never gonna chase something. It's a total waste running after what they take in hundreds. Look at what they praise, nothing. All the same, oh, we go where we don't know the way. Maybe this is my heart, and maybe it is yours. Peering in our door. If I want to leave, I will stand on my feet. I do. It only takes these words you never believe are true. Never gonna chase something. It's a total waste running after what they take in hundreds. Look at what they praise, nothing. If I wanna leave, I will stand on my feet. I do. Only takes these words you never believe are true.
It's 88.5 KCSN. Nick Harcourt with you on the morning show, and we're getting to wrap up the program this morning with some live music in studio. We've got Colin Cameron and Aiden Briscoe, who are part of Wake Owl. Where's the other guys? Are they still sleeping?
They're in bed, yeah.
Probably.
God, that's not bad.
They're still catching up from Vegas.
Uh-oh. What happened in Vegas?
You don't want to know.
It stays in Vegas. Yeah, whatever. All
right. No, it's this time it really hit. Yeah.
You hit it up?
Yeah.
Let me just tell you something. I shouldn't be adding them, but I'm going to do it anyway. So you know who One Republic is?
Mm-hmm.
His band, pop band, Ryan, whatever his name is. Tedder, is that his name?
I don't know.
But anyway, we were supposed to do a TV show with them, a Guitar Center thing, a couple of months ago, and they didn't show up.
At all?
No, because they'd finished the tour the night before in Vegas, and there's like 50 guys standing around, stages set, lit, the whole thing. They didn't show up.
It's classy.
That's a big night. Yeah, very classy. I was impressed.
Well,
so
we showed up.
You showed up. I'm happy that you're here. That sounded beautiful, by the way. It's so funny. We were talking just before you went on the air about stripping it down and being able to obviously, you know, leave the other guys wherever they are and just the two of you show up and do this. Are the songs written like this? Do you write songs acoustically? How do your songs come together?
Well, these songs that are on the EP were mainly songs I wrote kind of in isolation with an acoustic guitar. And it happens to be that a lot of the history of Wake Owl for the past year, before this tour, was mainly me and Aiden doing a lot of the stuff for it. And a lot of the time that was as a duo. So we have, that's just kind of our fallback thing to do, you know, because we've been playing together for the longest time now. And the new guys are, they're just kind of more rehearsed for the new songs and whatnot. So
now you guys have known each other a while, as you said. You met in Vancouver. Tell us about how you guys got together.
Well, we went to high school together, and we knew that we both played music, but we never...
It's a tiny high school, so we...
we were aware of each other, but it wasn't until we sort of ran into each other in Vancouver a couple of years after that and realized that we were both focusing on music primarily, we thought we'd try playing together. And at the time, Colin was in the midst of recording this EP, and he brought me on to play a bit of violin and just kind of continued from there.
So, Colin, tell us about this collection of songs. You say they're written in isolation on an acoustic guitar. Can you tell us when? And
They were written like, what are we coming up? Almost like a year and a half ago in the summer, mainly. Summer of 2011, I guess.
And was the idea at the time to record them, like to put an EP together? Was that the plan?
Not really. Not until I had kind of finished writing most of them, and I kind of was like, well, I've never really gone into a studio just on my own and like really, you know, try to record some of my own songs. So I'm going to do it because I kind of like these songs. And then, you know, Gold, actually, which is on the EP, was written as I was in the studio, and it ended up being the song that kind of brought it all together for me, which is the next song we'll play. But they were written mainly in a time of just a lot of change was happening in my life, and it was my little outlet for dealing with that mainly, you know.
I think your ride's here.
It's convenient.
So obviously, you know, most songwriters will say they write about their life. Not everybody. People make stuff up, but a lot of people, you know, the confessional songwriter thing.
Yeah.
What's your own history of music that you listen to that you were influenced by?
A lot of stuff. I think what inspired the kind of sound that's on the EP and that we're doing here is the kind of the people I listened to that played in acoustic and inspired me as a songwriter, you know. Someone like Neil Young, especially. I've listened to so much different stuff over the years, but I think when it came down to making my own music at that time, the songwriting with the acoustic guitar was what seemed most natural and just the easiest way to express those life experiences at the time. And
okay, so the EP obviously is out. There's going to be an album, I presume, or is there another EP? What comes next?
Well, we were talking about, we were joking about just deciding to only release EPs.
So you can be on the top of every blog list.
So you don't have to compete with other albums.
The best EP, right? Because four or five that...
I have a perspective on this as somebody who's been around this for a little bit of time, which is that, you know, the album as a format is dead and has been for a long time. Get over it. And if you want to release a group of songs, then so be it. But from the point of view of interacting with your fans and constantly putting music out, it makes more sense to release a group of songs as you have them ready. Do you not think?
Oh, we completely agree.
Yeah.
The main struggle so far has just been...
So instead of an album every 2 years, you can release three or four songs every 3 or 4 months.
Exactly.
Right. Well, we were talking, the idea would just be to release... hit singles, you know.
Well, good luck with that. Sure.
Just like once,
Yeah, me too.
No, maybe, but...
three or four hits a year, that's all you need to record.
You're going
to
be made.
No, we're going to... The EP was all that... I had other songs written, but none of them just... you feel like some songs need to be heard and some really don't, and that was how that number came up. And the EP, the format was not really planned, and I think we're actually going to start an album... in recording it in April, and we're really looking forward to releasing a full album. And just for the sake of touring and stuff, like touring with an EP out is hard because you have to play a lot of new songs for people.
Well, you need more than four songs to tour, exactly. Obviously. So I presume with the full band, you're playing some of the songs that will be recorded on the next batch of recordings, however they appear.
You got it. Yeah, we're playing a lot of new tunes.
All right. So how long a set is it? I know you're at the Hotel Cafe tonight.
We've got 45 minutes tonight, I think.
All right. Do you know what time you go on?
We go on at 9:30.
Okay. So Wake Owl tonight at the Hotel Cafe in Hollywood. And on tour constantly, basically. Right? You've been out for a month or so already.
A while, yeah.
And wakeowl.com, I'm guessing, is the website where you can find out... all sorts of information and other tour dates and stuff like that. So you're going to play Gold for us, which is actually going to wrap up our program. It's great to meet you guys. Thanks for playing for us.
Thanks for having us, Nick.
And the band is Wake Owl, and they're on The Morning Show at KCSN.
So didn't you find love or salvation in what they do? Our heart is built of gold, the fairies they are too, it's in the hands you hold. How long can we ignore? We build smile like you know. I don't feel like I'm falling. I'm up against the sky. Let's grab the heart of the world and turn it to the light. I don't feel like I'm falling. I'm up against the sky. Let's grab the heart of the world and turn it to the light.
Once again, Wake Al, our guests here on The Morning Show. Thanks again, guys. You are apparently playing our South by Southwest showcase. So that'll be show number 10 in Austin next week.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing that. And again, tonight, 9:30 at the Hotel Cafe, you can catch the guys. Full band. So again, thanks. The EP is out now on Vagrant Records. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.